From 1988 to 1990, Jonathan Kozel visited schools in East St. Louis, Chicago, New York City, Camden, New Jersey, Washington, D.C., and San Antonio, Texas. He describes the school conditions of both the poorest and richest schools in these communities, which in some cases are just minutes away from each other. The following commentary is a reaction to Jonathan Kozel's book, Savage Inequalities, Children in America's Schools, in which he reveals the inequalities built into America's public education system.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Quote, "All of these children say the Pledge of Allegiance every morning. Whether in the New York suburbs, Mississippi, or the South Bronx, they salute the same flag. They place their hands across their hearts and join their voices in a tribute to one nation indivisible, which promises liberty and justice to all people." End quote. Segregation is still a reality in American education. There are communities, sometimes right next to each other, that are experiencing extreme wealth and poverty. I interviewed a few students and teachers from a variety of schools. I asked them all the same simple question of how was school today? Here are the answers I received.
Today, we couldn't go to school because sewage was pouring through the halls.
Today, my AP physics class took a field trip to the planetarium.
Plaster keeps falling from the ceilings. I had to shower after school today because there was so much in my hair.
During gym class today, we got to swim in the new Olympic-sized pool that they put in.
We couldn't eat lunch today because the cafeteria was flooded and rats were everywhere.
Today, I met with my guidance counselor to choose my classes for next year.
We had library today. Since we don't have an actual library, we had to go to the lunch room. My book had mold growing in a few of the pages.
In my literature class, we started reading Shakespeare. Tomorrow, we are watching one of his plays.
It is the year 2006, and George W. Bush is president. I gave my students textbooks today, where Richard Nixon is still president.
I am the chair of the communications department here at Jefferson High School. We received funds to start our television station today. We will be broadcasting on 4 different channels to 3 other counties.
This was one day in the life of students and teachers from different schools around our country. Clearly, the equality of educational opportunities for these children seemed to be more of a myth than a reality. I interviewed some future educators on their awareness of the inequalities in America's schools.
Our society needs to wake up and realize what some children are going through.
All of our children deserve an education and should be allowed to learn in a safe and equal environment and have equal access to materials.
We need to save our children and redistribute the wealth. These children are our future.
It is important that we understand the realities of America. We, as one nation indivisible, must strive to help each other so that everyone can have a chance of living their dreams.